Let us go to a dear friend, and he covers the Nationals for Masson and does a great job. And the Nationals and the Mets are in a tremendous series. We saw Mark Zuckerman here last week when the Nationals were here. Mark, how are you today?
Hi, Marty. How are you guys doing today?
Well, we're doing great. As you can tell, we do the show live out here. A lot of things are happening. It's like doing the show in the middle of the BART station or something like that. So we always have a lot going on. But tell us about last night, my goodness, and this series. Today it's Corbin and Syndergaard, the Nationals and the Mets, Doolittle and everything that's going on. Well, what great baseball.
Yeah, that was pretty good theater last night. I know the calendar said, August 9th, but that felt like late September, to be honest. And, you know, I think the Nationals knew what they were getting into. The Mets have been red hot. They've been hyping up this series because it was their first chance to play another contender since they got hot here again. Marcus Stroman's home debut, so everybody was fired up for it. And honestly, I thought the Nats handled it all really well. They got a really good start from Strasburg. They got big home runs from Rendon and Soto. They tacked on an extra run. They take a three-run lead into the ninth inning. Everything looks good. And then Sean Doolittle just completely melted down. Game was tied before he gave up a run, and then it was over before he could get out of the inning. And this is the third time already this year he's blown a save for the Mets. For some reason, that has been his kryptonite this year. He's got about a 2 ERA against the rest of the league. Against the Mets, it's up to 15 now. It's kind of puzzling. It was very aggravating for everyone there with the team, but it was a great environment, certainly, and if nothing else, it shows that these Mets are for real, and I don't think this is a fluke what they're doing right now.
Mark, question for you on the Nationals. I think at this point in the season, everyone believes that they're legitimate contenders, they're real threats in the National League. But in that wild card game, the one guy they want to have going is Max Scherzer. What's the latest with him? I know he's dealt with injury struggles since the All-Star break. When will the Nats expect him to return to the mound?
Yeah, this thing has been lingering for a while now. It's sort of a combination of different back injuries that ultimately turned into an upper back strain. He's only made one start since July 6th, and it wasn't a very good start, and that's when they put him back on the injured list. And basically what they've said is, we are not going to rush this thing. We are going to make sure that when he comes back, he's 100%, and he's good for the long haul because they know how much they need him the rest of the way. But clearly they're missing him right now, and they've had a bunch of important series lately against the Dodgers and the Braves and even the Giants series and now the Mets, where they don't have their ace on the mound. He has been throwing. He hasn't thrown off a bullpen mound yet. That might happen today. If it does happen today, then that's a good sign he's getting closer. But obviously, they need this guy. This team is built to win behind its starting pitching. Strasburg and Corbin and Anibal Sanchez are big for them, but obviously Max Scherzer is number one. And the shame of it all is that he was pitching brilliantly before all this happened. Had one of the best statistical Junes in Major League history, was National League Pitcher of the Month. They need him back, but they need him to be right, so that's why they're taking the time with him.
Mark Zuckerman with us, Mid-Atlantic Sports Network, Masson, as we like to call it. I've been all over Doolittle today, and I don't know, the guy throws fastballs 94% of the time up in the zone, and if you watch baseball today, hitters just feast on that kind of pitch, unless you really can throw it by him. Did the Nats do enough in the bullpen to satisfy you?
Yeah, I think they did, given what the constraints were. They are really up close against the luxury tax, and we did not want to go over it for the third straight year because of all the penalties involved in that. So they knew they couldn't go get the big-name, high-priced guys. They went out and picked up three pretty quality late-inning relievers, including your old friend Hunter Strickland, who's been very good so far for them. Daniel Hudson's been excellent for them so far, including last night, the eighth inning. And they felt like closer was not a position they needed. Doolittle has been very good. You know, just to get to him real quick, I know you mentioned he is basically a one-pitch guy, fastball guy. He'll occasionally throw a slider to lefties and a changeup to righties, but it's really about his fastball. And what makes it so good is that it has a really high spin rate, and when he gets it up in the zone, it doesn't matter. If the hitter knows it's coming, they cannot catch up to it. The problem last night, and when he has had trouble, is when he can't get that spin, when he can't get it high up enough in the zone, and leaving it just over the plate, and that's what happened.
This National League,
he's got to get that fixed. But when he's on, he's as good as any closer in baseball, and I think they feel like their bullpen depth now will make a big difference for them. But it doesn't mean anything if you're in the ninth inning and can't close it out.
Mark, this National League East race, I think everyone in the offseason thought it was going to be the most fascinating in all of baseball, given how four teams basically staked their claim and said they wanted to contend this season. The trade deadline lived up to expectation with the Mets jumping back into things and winning 14 of their last 15. Where do you think things stand right now behind the Braves, and what do you think are going to be the most important factors over the final 2 months of the season? Is it starting pitching, because the Nationals have that top three trio and the Mets now have four great starters in that rotation, or will it come down to another factor, like which team's bullpen holds up the most?
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be the most complete team in the end that ends up winning this thing. Certainly when you have the kind of pitching, starting pitching, that the Nationals and the manage. The Phillies, as potent as they look at times, and you guys have seen it here the last few days, they're all holes there, especially their pitching staff. Their bullpen has not been great. Their starters outside of Aaron Nola have not been great. And so Bryce Harper and company can only do so much, and so I do have some doubts about them. I think people don't talk about the Braves enough, how good they are. No, they're not perfect. They have some bullpen issues of their own. I guess Mark Melanson's just been named the closer now. But their lineup is so good with all that young talent. I liked them coming into the season. I still like them to win the division. I like the Nationals to take one of the wild card spots. And then that second spot, I think, is pretty much wide open about four or five different teams right now. And it's going to make for a fascinating race.
Boy, I love it. Very good. One last thought for you. Corbin today and Syndergaard. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, look, the pressure's on Corbin now. They signed him, the highest-priced pitcher to sign this winter. He's been excellent for them, been exactly what they needed him to be. He's kind of this no-emotion guy. His nerves are steel. I don't think he's going to be phased at all pitching in that situation. The Nats have had some success against Syndergaard, especially when they get on base, because he's terrible at holding on runners. But Freight Burner, especially, he gets on. That can cause havoc. But, you know, even if they take a lead in the late in the back of their mind, they're going to know what happened last night. They're going to know what happened back in May, the last time they played there. The Mets are a confident team right now. Why wouldn't they be? So it could make for some pretty good theater if it gets down to that in the end in the eighth and ninth inning.
That's going to be great. It's going to be great. Mark, thank you so much for coming on, and we love having you on. I know we're going to talk more as this thing unfolds. As you're right, I would think Washington should be able to hang on for one of these things if their pitching straightens out. Boy, great having you on. I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you guys. Have a great weekend.
All right, that is Mark Zuckerman from Masson. Boy, what a story.